You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Bareback Facts. Today, I have a very special guest with me, and hopefully we don't lose her because she is on the road right now. But if we do, we'll get her back. Jody Threat, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. So you just got done doing an event, right? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, for sure. It was for Smash Wrestling out in Sarnia, and I was lucky enough to be paired up against Allie from Impact, and she happens to be the Impact Knockout champ right now, so that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, so you've been in the ring with some pretty high-profile names right now. You mentioned Allie. I know you've had matches with Casey Spinelli, who's pretty mm-hmm. popular right now on the indie circuit. But Smash is an awesome promotion. A lot of people don't really know a lot about Smash. Tell us a little bit about Smash Wrestling and what they're about. I know a lot of people probably have heard of Canusa, the Canada versus mm-hmm. USA sort of wrestling event that you guys put on. But tell us a little bit about what they don't know about Smash for those people who are more mainstream or not in the know about the independent circuit.
Right. Well, Smash is a super hot promotion, an independent promotion, who air product on Fight Network. They also have Smash On Demand, a few other outlets too, like local outlets I know sometimes they air on. But they're really neat because they bring in talent from all over the place. Everywhere from like the States and then over in the UK. Just really neat. The booker's really good at, I guess, seeing awesome matchups and making it happen. So you should definitely check them out, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, and for those of you not familiar with Smash, but you are familiar with other promotions, it's a place where a lot of indie wrestlers really get to shine, and they get the opportunity to show off for bigger promotions. I know Rosemary and now Allie, but once Cherry Bomb, both competed at Smash before they picked up by Impact. It's a place that's known to produce talent. But one of the things that I want to talk to you about, Jody, is you have put on some pretty awesome matches. I've had the pleasure of watching a few of your matches before this, getting familiar with you. What I need to know is, what is it that you do to stay in such phenomenal shape?
Well, I train a lot. I'm in ring minimum 3 times a week for training. That doesn't include my shows on weekends. In addition to that, I've recently picked up Muay Thai so that I'm more vicious in the ring. And then obviously your ring sessions. I think I also am a bit lucky genetically because I do not check my diet at all. I should probably start working at that. But it's definitely just keeping busy most days of the week.
Hopefully I didn't get you in trouble with your trainers for that. Let's hope not. But you have to put in a tremendous amount of work and a tremendous amount of effort to get in to the physical shape that you have to stay in. Tell the listeners a little bit about what it's like to have to travel like you do, because, you know, people talk about the WWE and the travel schedule that these guys are on, but you're on the independent circuit. You've got to go wherever they are ready to book you. I mean, you can leave at the drop of a hat. So tell them a little bit about the chaos that can ensue from your schedule.
Well, it's wild, I'll tell you that much. I'm fairly new, and so it's really awesome that I've been able to pick up a lot of momentum. Kind of like you said, you're looking for any opportunities anywhere, and you got to be willing to go. I generally drive everywhere that I'm going, so like I'm based out of Toronto. So I'm driving all over. I think the furthest that I've been dabbling in is Quebec City, also out in Ohio. But I know that I've had some promoters reaching out to me who are even further out. and it's just it's go, go, go. Firstly, I have a dog at home, so I've had to actually go and get a roommate to take care of my dog because I'm literally never home on the weekend. It's a lot of give and take. People don't realize, like, I don't have a social life because my life is wrestling, and I wouldn't have it any other way. To be ready to go, especially as like a new person entering into the business, you don't really want to say no. So if you're being called last minute for a booking out in, say, like Quebec City, you better be ready to drive those 8.5 hours to get there and get going. And even a lot of times, too, when you're really, really new, you're showing up to these shows, getting to know promoters and helping with the ring. So you don't even know if you're getting booked. And it might just be like a last minute thing where they're like, oh, a spot's opened. Do you want to jump in? So it's a lot. It's a lot. I haven't had a weekend off, I would say, in like 3 months.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a very hectic schedule. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize the amount of time that you have to spend working on this. I mean, this is your job. This is what you do. But We've seen a lot of people from the independent circuit now start to make a splash, you know, with the emergence of New Japan Pro Wrestling and the WWE trying to snatch up stars. But do you see yourself staying in the independent circuit, or would you like to go for one of these bigger promotions like Impact or New Japan Pro or the WWE? What's your end game as far as companies that you'd like to work with?
Absolutely. So originally my goal was getting into this to see how far I can push it. And I was really happy with just cruising the independent scene if I could get that far. And I've reached that goal. And so I'm at a point where I'd like to see how far I can push it. And I would love to be snatched up by anyone that will give me like a new experience. So if the WWE came knocking at my door to come for a tryout, I would definitely be more than happy to go check that out. I would love to land in Japan. For me, it's about living life and seeing where your path goes. Truly, I would be so open to being signed and given like a new experience. And if that doesn't happen, I'm more than happy to just travel the independent scene. As you mentioned, it's like thriving right now, so I can go anywhere and everywhere. Just a matter how I get myself there.
I want to get your impression of the state of women in wrestling right now. This is a phenomenal time to be a woman in wrestling, I think. You look at some of the big matches, you've got women finally having the opportunity to main event major events for, you know, what seems like the first time. And what really kind of is the first time. Now we're talking about some of the more high-profile, you know, rivalries that have occurred. But right now we have Impact sporting Rosemary versus Taya Valkyrie. And the way that they've heightened up, the way that these two competitors have been, people are crazy about it. Social media has really lended its support to you guys. Now we're seeing names like Alexa Bliss and Nia Jax and, you know, the Casey Spinellis. These people are finally starting to get a little bit more respect as in-ring competitors. What's your take on that? Do you see opportunity there for you?
For sure. It's about time, first and foremost. It's taken years, and I know I'm very lucky that I've entered into this community at this time because there are so many opportunities, and I know promoters are so thirsty for female talent and new female talent because they want to grow their women's division. And I think that's why I've been so successful with gaining momentum again so early in my career, is because people are understanding that, you know, women have talent too, and we bring a really cool element to the ring.
You know, and I think there's something else to be said for the level that you guys are taking it to. You're seeing now more and more women are in more extreme wrestling situations now. You guys are in hardcore matches. You're in last woman standing matches, showing, you know, that you can kind of hang with the big guys. But not only that, you look at some of these promotions like Lucha Underground and Impact, where you can actually see women taking on guys. Is that something you're interested in doing? Would you be interested in getting to the ring and you know, putting a hurting on some of these guy wrestlers too?
That's how I got my start. My debut match was with a promotion called Super Kicked, and I was given the opportunity to go toe-to-toe with a man named Jeff Brooks. And we ended up doing like a three-match series where I came out on top. So definitely, I'm very rough, and most of my training has been done with, definitely would go toe-to-toe with more men if I was given the opportunity. I know sometimes some promotions are a little hesitant about that for many reasons, but if the opportunities do come about, I definitely love that sort of thing.
Now, you talk about, you know, putting these shows together. I think a lot of concern when it comes to the man versus the woman thing is people seem to think that you can't suspend your disbelief, because a lot of wrestling is you have to suspend disbelief that people can do some of these things that they're doing. But in your case, you mentioned that you're kind of rough. I've seen some of your matches. You've got a ring rattling spear. I mean, you have speared some people pretty much right out of their shoes. Is that your go-to finisher? Is that what you like to do?
This move, I wouldn't call it my finisher, but it's definitely an impactful move that I know I can break out anywhere. Before I wrestled, I did play rugby at high level for like 10 years. So the spear is very second nature to me. It's literally a tackle, which I would have to do on like a hard field at any given time in all weird angles. So I think it's really neat that it's translated so well in the ring. And a lot of times my competitors don't even realize that it's coming at this second, because I can literally pop it out at any given moment and I will be 100% accurate with it.
You mentioned, you know, kind of rough in the ring, but I think that really lends strength to your character. You're kind of the epitome of badass, right? You go in and you put a hurting on some of these competitors. You know, how important is it for you to sell that persona? And is that really what you were going for on the independent circuit, or did it kind of just come together that way, you know, with your background in rugby and the training that you've endured?
So the whole character development aspect has actually been really challenging for me. I truly see myself as an athlete first and then an entertainer. So this whole process has been really neat for me to learn and get really creative. So the way I like to describe Jody Threat, she's me, but like hyped up to like, you know, maybe times 100. So these are typical characteristics that you would find in me. I'm a very passionate, intense person, which you see Jody Threat being in the ring. But again, she's way more wild than I am in real life. I'm a tomboy by nature. Like, my best friends are all males. I've been a part of male-dominated sports my whole life. And so I'm just to being like that. So that's kind of how it's come about.
I want to push towards another thing that I had. I really wanted to ask you about. You're part of Death Threat Army. Tell us a little bit about Death Threat Army. What do you guys bring to the table? I mean, you guys are kind of a team, right? You compete at a very high level. All of you guys bring it. But tell us a little bit about your compatriots in Death Threat Army and what you guys are about.
So they're American based, which is so cool. Basically, I was a part of a different, I like to call them gangs. I know other people like to call them factions. But I was part of another gang that was Toronto-based when I first started. And we ended up dismantling, and I was left in a place where I was kind of alone. And I noticed how hard-hitting this particular gang was. And so approaching them, they liked my style and see I fit well, and they brought me in. Really, it's just a group of very passionate, talented wrestlers who want to push it to the limit. It truly is like a family. You know, I can call them at any time to bounce ideas off about matches, or anything about the business, and any one of the guys will pick up the phone and give me their true insight. And it's kind of nice because I find sometimes, too, people don't want to be mean to you about ripping apart your matches, especially as a female. Sometimes people take it easy. So if I bring a match to one of these guys, I know they will give me a true, honest, opinion of what they're seeing in the match. So it's really good. It's a really great support system. I was able to do an Ohio tour with them. Very cool. They've really helped with getting me into the American market.
That's awesome. So a lot of people, I've seen other people join these factions. How, you mentioned it's a great support system. Does this really open the door for you as far as, promotions? Can you pick up the phone, call these guys and say, hey, what do you guys got going on? Any way I can get involved? Is that something that you guys rely on each other for as well?
For sure. Like I said, my whole Ohio tour was thanks to Death Threat Army. They pitched the idea of bringing me in and, backed my talent. And it was easy to get some dates out there. And that's what it's about, right? Networking and having people have your back. They're so cool. I recommend that everyone go check them out online, Death Threat Army, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So cool. Lots of content coming out. Really, really talented group of guys.
And you have got a heck of a schedule coming up. I mean, you've got a jam-packed schedule as far as events that you're going to in the very near future. You just got done with Smash and Sonya. But you're headed to the GBC Rock and Roll Wrestling Show in Toronto. You've got Crossbody at Barrie Wrestling, Buffalo City Wrestling, No Limits Wrestling, Crossfire again, Smash again. I mean, you're going to be all over the place.
This is true.
Do you relish the travel and being able to go to, these different promotions? I mean, this is something that a lot of people are just kind of catching on to, that it's kind of cool to see some of you guys going from promotion to promotion. It opens the door for so many fresh matches and rivalries, and not just opportunities for you guys, but it gives the fans of wrestling something new that they can see. Is that something that you relish, or do you prefer not having to? Would you prefer not having to travel to each of these different promotions? Does that give you kind of whiplash?
I love it, and I think that's the beauty of being an independent pro wrestler, is that you're able to jump around to city to city, going to all these different promotions, meeting new people. Every weekend I meet a new cool person, at least one, if not several, and I love it. I absolutely love it. It matches my personality really well.
Now, so far, you've had the opportunity to be in the ring, with Allie. Some people know her as Cherry Bomb, other people know her as Allie. But you've also been in the ring with Casey Spinelli, EKW. So far, what's been your favorite match to be in? I mean, is there a competitor that you really like to be in the ring with, somebody you've gelled with?
I've been really lucky, and I've truly liked everyone I've worked with so far. A few people have special places in my heart. For instance, Jeff Brooks will always have a special place in my heart, as he was my debut match. And that was just so, so special to me, obviously. My match last night was really neat. That was probably the highest level female wrestler that I've been able to get in a ring with. And I learned so much from her. It was just so cool. But I would say those two, and it's funny that it was my very first and my most recent matches that really, really resonate with me at the moment. But my schedule is wild the next year. So I'm sure that I'll have a few other matches that really stand out for me.
Now, what was it that made you really want to get into wrestling? I know you mentioned that you played rugby. Did wrestling just, was it just a challenge that you wanted to take on?
So my story of how I got involved with this is actually kind of funny. It was, I would say, not the fall that just passed. the fall before that, so 2016, the end of November. I had never gone to a live wrestling event. Like, I knew about wrestling, but I was never honestly a huge wrestling fan. Like, growing up, people joked that I should be a wrestler just because, as I said, I'm a very passionate, intense person by nature, and I've always been super strong. But with that aside, this one night, Friday night, myself and my sister went out to a super kicked show in Toronto. And it was pretty awesome. And it was one particular instance where this wrestler, Diablo, actually spat something in someone else's face. And just like the crowd reaction and the violence that ensued, it drew me in. And 10 days after that, I had myself enrolled in wrestling school. It just sparked. It was out of nowhere. It just sparked, and I knew, like, that's where I needed to be.
Right. So, you know, you got to be on the front row there for somebody getting misted, which is kind of a big thing now in wrestling. Has been for a while, you know. But you going to a live wrestling event, seeing that, what is it about wrestling for people that are not, you know, not interested in wrestling, haven't really given it a chance? What do they need to know about the entire industry and about the different promotions that would draw them in?
That it's nothing you'll experience anywhere else. You literally have high level athleticism mixed with entertainment. I would recommend for everyone to go make their way to a live show, specifically an independent show, just because it's a little more intimate, and to feel the energy that is in that space. It's nothing before. Like I said, I've always been involved with sports. You know, I skateboarded for years. I snowboarded, all sorts of organized sports. And I don't think anything has given me such a rush and such a, like I said, the energy is just indescribable when you're in there, in the ring, and as a an audience member, as a fan.
And you mentioned that you skated, and I definitely wanted to get into that. You've skated, you've snowboarded. Did any of those skills translate over to wrestling? Did they help you at all, or is that just something that you like to do? And do you still participate in skateboarding and snowboarding and the like?
So I was actually really surprised because I didn't think any of those particular skills would have translated over into the ring. But I have realized that it has. I'm super coordinated with doing my rolls or anything and like quick movements from like a 180 movement. Which would be translated into like a backside front side move in like skateboarding or snowboarding. And so I'm finding that like during drills or whatever, a lot of people have a hard time with the concept of like that twist motion, and I have it down super easy. And I guess it was, again, from years of riding boards and just understanding that like how your body moves and what it will do. And my balance is really on point as well. And I'm sure that comes from my board sports experience. And maybe also the lack of fear with skateboarding. Obviously you're hurling yourself down sets of stairs and in other interesting situations, and like with snowboarding, you know, off cliffs and jumps and stuff. And so that's been really helpful in the ring, where I'm a little less hesitant to do things.
Yeah, I can see where that might actually be, that, you know, being able to sort of have that wherewithal to brace yourself for impacts and not necessarily, you know, shy away from contact, because obviously, you know, being in skating, you've probably taken a spill or two.
Hundreds.
Everybody that's ever skated probably has. I know I tried rollerblading, but it didn't work out for me. We'll say that. But, you know, I noticed that you still, you know, seem to have that love of skating in you. You know, I know you still sometimes carry your board with you to events. It seems you've been, mm-hmm. you know, advertised that way. Is that still something that you do? You still like to skateboard or enter any skateboarding competitions?
It's really bittersweet. Once I started wrestling, I truly pulled away from skateboarding because, like you said, you're taking countless like falls in skateboarding, and you're really scraping yourself up, and like you run the risk of like twisting your ankle and then wrist so easily. And I was just so excited about wrestling that I've really pulled away. Like I will still kick around, and I did have a mini ramp, like a half pipe in my apartment up until like 6 months ago. So I was able to at least, kick around a little. Snowboarding when I did get out a few times this year. It's kind of sad that I've had to pull away a bit more from my board sports because wrestling has taken such a huge part of my heart. I'm hoping though that this spring and summer that I'll get out a bit more. I'm still really involved with the community though, which is nice, and I'll still get out to competitions. And like one of my good friends owns like an indoor skate park in Toronto, The Loft. If you're ever in Toronto, you should definitely check it out. And I also have like another buddy that owns an indoor snowboarding gym, which is pretty cool too, just outside of Toronto in Vaughan. It's called Axis Freestyle. Again, if you're ever in the area, highly recommend you check out those two businesses.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I didn't even know they had indoor snowboarding. That's pretty neat. So
yeah, it's the
Jody,
first of its kind in Canada, North America.
Wow, that is a big deal. So, Jody, you mentioned some of the matches you had. Is there anybody that you like to watch? Anybody that you would like to model your in ring work after, or do you see yourself as kind of your own thing? Is there anybody that you're finding yourself learning from? I know you mentioned you learned a little bit from Allie in your match, but
what
so else?
Much from her.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the competitors you like.
Okay. So don't laugh, but I really, really, I like big, scary, intense wrestlers. For a long time, I had this skewed image in my head that I was like a 6 foot, 220 pound, like built person. I'm realizing I'm not that big. I'm actually, 5'4", and definitely not like hulking out. But I still do like Brock. I like to watch. Really anyone that's just big. I would just like intense and big. Lately, though, I've been pulling more towards the attitude of Stone Cold. There's just something about his attitude. And I've been really trying to channel that a bit more. When it comes to females, like Silesia Sparks, I really like. She's off injured right now. But her intensity and how she moves in the ring, like, it's really appealing to me. Rosemary from Impact, like, I really like how she moves. Just like all around, like hard hitting people is what I really appreciate.
Yeah, and some of the names you picked, more or less, they're kind of heels. So that's the next question that I wanted to get to. You're kind of like me. I feel like heroes are only as good as their villains are, and being a heel and having that, badass, I don't care attitude, just here to beat you up.
Yeah,
really does add a little bit of flavor to the entire thing. There's just some people that we love to hate, and that's why we love them. I know Rosemary's done a bit of a face turn, but her heel work was tremendous. Do you see yourself more work towards heel work, or would you like to be a baby face?
So I started as a baby, and then I started getting booked more as a heel once I joined my first gang. But I honestly like both roles. Like I said, like I really am trying to channel like the Stone Cold character, which it kind of brings a really neat element when you are playing baby. But really, it's for me, what I'm learning the last little while is like I just got to do Jody Threat. It doesn't matter if you're baby or heel, you're still Jody Threat.
And I'm glad you bring that up, because you mentioned Stone Cold, you mentioned, you know, Rosemary. And the thing that's interesting about both those characters is they both start out as heels, and they had a face turn, but good luck finding, like, no one really, you know, there's certain instances where people pointed to, oh, this is where they turn. But the fact of the matter is people just fell in love with the characters. They fell in love with what they were doing and their passion for what they were doing. And the turn just happened on its own. Is that that's the kind of vibe I'm getting from you? That seems to be what you're going for. I think that's a tall challenge, but one I think you're definitely on the way to tackling.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty much that's what I'm trying for. That's what I'm trying for.
I mean that's, you know, the best turns are the ones that happen without you even realizing that they happen. I think though, you know, where the character just becomes so beloved that people just accept them no matter what they're doing, you know.
Right.
So that, I mean, that's an interesting take on it. I'm, you know, usually you hear people that, you know, I don't care, or I, you know, about what, you know, what they have me play. But I like where your head is at with that. It's a great answer. So tell me, Jody, you're on your way to another event. You just left one. What's it like to get in the ring after you've finally, you know, gone through the process of getting to the promotion and going through all the tape that you have to go through? What's it like finally getting in that ring and doing what you came to do?
It's a release, right? Like, it's so pleasurable. You deal with the mundane stuff, and then, you know, your music hits, and you get in there, and wrestling is, you can't explain how it feels. Like, the energy is unmatchable to anything else. It's a wonderful moment.
You know, I've had people on, you know, where they talk about going, you know, to the event. They might only be in there for 7 minutes, you know, or 5 minutes, or two. You know, you might be in there for 2 minutes. Somebody just, you know, your squash match or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does that motivate you more to bring it every time, knowing that you've got such a limited amount of time to work with?
Absolutely, absolutely. I always give them 110%. It doesn't matter. But like, it's for me, it's like the passion of wrestling. If I'm passionate about something, why would I go in at a 50%? It's always 100%.
One of the things that I've noticed about you, Jody, is not only do you really, you really bring it when you get to the ring. I mean, you really rattle people when you hit them. There's such a sense of impact when you lay it on somebody, but you also sell really well. Tell us
Thank
about
you.
The challenges of having to sell somebody else's maneuver. You know, here you are, you're getting hit, but you've got to sell this impact. What's the challenge behind that?
So actually, this is a very hard thing for me to understand. With coming into wrestling with a rugby background, and also with, like I said, like always just growing up with guys, I never showed pain. Like, I never expressed, you know, you get hit in rugby, you know, you get up and you go. Or like if you're roughhousing with the friends, and you know, you get clocked by accident, like, you don't cry, like, no one sees you cry. So it was very, very challenging for me in the beginning to understand that I'm supposed to register what I'm feeling. And so it was just, really it was my coaches and my trainers yelling at me. That I have to sell, that I have to show what I'm feeling, instead of bottling it up. Because you're taking moves in the ring, and you are feeling things, and it's just, it really is about, like, registering it instead of suppressing it. And I had, like, a really, really bad habit of giggling in the ring when I first started, too. So that was also really hard to shake that habit.
That's awesome. I just had to know because, you know, with your rugby background, you know, you've got to be used to taking a lot, you know, stiffer hits than some of the things that you've taken in your matches. You know, I kind of just pictured you being like, really, that I've got to sell that. That's like a love tap. What is that?
Honestly, it was a big hurdle to overcome. And literally when I did, like, that's when, like, my progress with wrestling, like, just went. And, like, within a few months, that's when I was, like, given the green light to go. That was, like, a huge hurdle for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be – I mean, people don't really understand outside of wrestling, I don't think, the amount of emphasis on the art that there is. It really is an art form. You know, being able to sell – move some of the guys that are the best at it, I think right now, I mean, Dolph Ziggler, for example,
mm-hmm.
can sell anything. It doesn't matter if you push him, it doesn't matter what he gets hit with, it looks like he died.
right.
There's some people that have just made that an art form, and I think that it's interesting that you brought up the fact that it is such a challenge to really do. You know, some of the people out there, they make it look easy, you know,
right.
It's not easy, to sell that.
No.
You're pretty strong. You know, I've seen you, you're doing, you know, weightlifting, some strength training and the like with your training. You're pretty strong. How much of your
For
strength
sure.
do you have to dial back when you get in the ring?
That's a good question. I don't even know. Like, it's all about just being safe in the ring, right? So it's not necessarily,
right.
like, dialing back your strength. It's more doing things in a safe manner, if that makes sense.
Kind of what I was curious about. I mean, does that make it more difficult, you being as strong as you are? I know other competitors, you know, some of the ones you mentioned, I know Brock Lesnar, when he first got in, that was something that was very difficult for him. He's such a strong guy. You know, he didn't realize when he was hitting people sometimes that how much that stuff really hurt. Because he's
right.
such a strong guy. And I anticipate that with the amount of, you know, strength training that you've done and you being in the shape that you're in, you know, that's got to be a challenge for you as well.
You know, I've worked with children and, like, have coached children, and I think maybe that's helped, because, like, that hasn't even been, like, a thought in my head. And so, like, I wonder if maybe just my experience through years with working with, you know, individuals who are way smaller than me, that I'm just naturally inclined to adjust accordingly. That's a good question.
That's interesting. That's interesting. It's just something that I was very curious about, as far as, you know, being an in-ring competitor and the amount of bumps that you guys take. You know, is incredible. Sometimes I wonder how you guys get all that stuff that you do. So is there any part of what you do as far as in-ring work that you'd like to improve on?
Everything.
Everything.
Like I said, I'm super new, so everything needs improvement, and you can always improve. Truly, everything.
You mentioned that, you know, selling was kind of difficult for you, and getting, you know, as far, you know, getting into your character a little bit was difficult. Would you say that's the biggest challenge that you've had, as far as getting into wrestling, or were there other challenges that you've faced so far that you would say might be more difficult?
It was definitely for me, and it still is, the character, the selling, and maybe just, like, the psychology of wrestling is so wild. And there's so many different perspectives. And so just like getting a sound understanding of at least the basic psychology took a while. I have that down, and now it's just growing my mind to understand things even more. But I would say those three things, like I said, like physically, I'm an athletic person, and I'm athlete first before an entertainer. So I think the more physical things came a lot more naturally to me, and it's been like those other things that have been a real growing opportunity for me as a person.
Well, Jody, I'm going to give you a chance to catch your breath. We've been at this for about 40 minutes. I'm sure you'd like a little bit of a reprieve. So we're going to take a short commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk to you more about your upcoming schedule and some of the promotions that you'd like to work with in the future.
Cool. Sounds good.
we're gonna go ahead and go to commercial, and I'll send you a message real quick.
Mm-hmm. I'm Black Man, saving man's eyes, one stereotype at a time.
To the Black Mobile. To the corner of Martin Luther King Street and Malcolm X Boulevard, pronto.
Will Black Man make it to the crime on time? Or will he be on CPT? Stay tuned at ChrisFraleyPresents.com.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2335 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
And guys, we are back. Jody, I hope you enjoyed the little reprieve. I felt like we needed a little bit of a breather there. I know you're probably tired and you're driving now, so I felt like it was a good time to give you a bit of a break.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I don't like to bombard people too terribly bad when they come on the show. I like to sort of get them comfortable and then give them a nice little break. But before we went to break, we were talking about, you know, some of the promotions you worked with. You worked with Smash, you worked with Super Kicked. You came down to Ohio for a little Ohio tour. Is there anyone, any promotion right now that you really got your eye on, that you see some of the talent there and you'd really like to wrestle with some of the people that are there right now?
For sure. So I've been eyeing like women's only promotions. And so, My goal for this year is to catch the attention of those at Shimmer and Rise and potentially even Stardom in Japan. Like, those are three promotions that I've been, like, eyeing. My first big goal was to get on Smash, which I've been able to do, but now I'm moving forward and I want these women's-only promotions to start looking at me.
That would be really cool. I mean, Shimmer has a lot of talent. Rise has a lot of talent. You have your eye on anybody right now at any of those promotions that you'd like to show up and maybe, you know, spring an ambush or something of that nature?
Honestly, Shotzi Blackheart seems so cool. and honestly, without asking, Smash booked me in a triple threat at the end of the month. So it's so neat that, like, this person I've been, like, watching and eyeing and, you know, learning from, and I've been given the opportunity by, like, a promotion I'm already involved with to see her.
Yeah, Shotzi's great.
Yeah. So that would be in, like, also, like Vanessa Craven, which, again, she's in this triple threat match with me. She was another one that, like, from Canada, that I've always seen because she's such a, you know, large character. It's funny that these two women I get to see at the end of the month.
Yeah, I mean, so you're already getting involved with some pretty solid competitors, some pretty tough ones. Right now, you see anybody that you think in the world of women's wrestling is at the top? Is there anybody in your mind that is like the standard bearer right now?
It's a good question. If we go to like the WWE, which I think is a little easier for people to maybe know the names, but like, you can't get better than like Charlotte Flair. It's amazing, and just like even like any of the women who are at that level right now, it's phenomenal how athletic and how well they are doing in wrestling. So definitely, I know Charlotte Flair is someone that I look up to, and it's like so cool how much they've really brought women's wrestling along. And then I guess more on like the independent circuit, which she was in the Mae Young Classic, but Toni Storm, amazing.
Yes.
Absolutely amazing. And if I ever had, truly, if I ever had the honor to be in a ring with her, like that would be one of those moments.
Toni is great. She's very, very athletic.
Yeah. Well, for sure. There's so many names that I think, like, really, like, those people really stand out for me.
Now, here's a kind of a fun question, I think. Is there anybody that you think, in as far as, like, women's competitors, that you find to be kind of scary? Anybody out there that you'd not like to get in the ring with, you know, based on what they do or what their character is like? Is there anybody out there that you'd prefer not to get in the ring with?
No, absolutely not. I'm always game for a good challenge. That's why I'm here, right? Like, I'm challenging myself. I wouldn't say that I'm fearful. I understand that there's a lot of people that bring a lot to the ring. If anyone whoops me, and even if they don't whoop me, like, I'm always learning. So I'm not afraid to take risks, and I love a good challenge.
So, you know, we've got some big events coming up as far as wrestling. You know, WrestleCon with Lucha Underground, Impact Wrestling doing their mix-up, and that's going to bring a lot of fresh matchups that people haven't seen, especially for the women, as far as you know, cross-promotional goes. And, of course, we're on the cusp of WrestleMania.
Yep.
What matches are there right now? As far as some of these big events and promotions, you know, AAW and Lucha Underground and Impact and WWE and all these other groups, what matches are you looking forward to seeing the most?
Now, you're going to probably laugh at me, but I've had my head up my butt so much lately with just coping with my own wrestling career that I haven't really been paying attention to matchups that's been coming up. Truly, like, I've just been so wrapped up in my own business that I just haven't even had a second to really digest what's happening on, like, a detailed scale.
Oh, no, there's nothing wrong with that. I understand you. You're very busy. So I was just trying to get your take on that. I mean, I know there's a lot of cross promotional competition going on right now. How exciting is it that so many different promotions are getting involved with each other now, particularly on the independent circuit? You're seeing a lot of people from different promotions, you know, do invasion storylines or just show up. You know, how exciting is that for you as far as the opportunities that it opens up for you based on what all these promotions are doing?
It's so cool because, like you mentioned earlier, like you're having opportunities for these matchups that would never happen, like, ever. And now it's a possibility. And, like, you never know who's going to be facing who. Like, it's really awesome. So many cool things that could happen.
You know, I know for me, the Chris Jericho, Kenny Omega matchup earlier in the year was just phenomenal crossover.
Yeah.
No one saw it coming. It was insanity. People lost their minds over that. Now we're seeing promotions are finally seeing that this is what people want to see. They're tired of the lines being drawn in the sand and the
right.
It's never going to happen because they're with this promotion, I'm promotion. I don't want to keep you too much longer because I know you've got a lot of things going on. So
right.
I guess we're gonna wrap this up with two questions. The easiest one of them will be the easiest question that you'll have to answer in this interview. But the other question is, Jody, before we get to that last question, the other question is, what does it take to be a threat in the wrestling world, Jody? What do you need?
What do you need? Oh, man. You need a natural wildness, first and foremost. Wrestling, to be in the ring, is definitely not for everyone. I've seen so many times people come in, stick around for a few months, and they take their first real, like, match, and then you never see them again. So it does definitely take a certain sort. And it also takes dedication and drive. You're going to experience a lot of barriers that you're going to have to overcome, a variety of different kinds of barriers, everything from, like, self-doubt, injury, to other things beyond your control. And it's about just keep going. Even when you think you can't keep going, you got to keep going.
We're going to wrap this up, Jody. I know how busy you are. This is the last question. This is the easiest question you're going to answer this whole interview. Did you have fun?
Oh, man.
Would you like to come back?
Did I have fun? I had a lot of fun, and I would love to come back.
I would love to have you come back. You just stay connected with me. You know,
okay.
Take down my number if you want. You've got me on Facebook. Just hit me up anytime. Anytime you have something you want to promote or you'd like to talk, you just let me know. I'd love to have you back on, and I'd love to have you talk to some of the other guests that I have on the show.
Oh, that'd be so cool. That'd be so cool. Can I be selfish and self-plug my social medias?
Yes. Yes, be very selfish. Plug whatever
you
want.
I'm, like, learning about this side of things. Like, I'm not one to, like, self-promote, but I understand that it's, like, a big part of this business. So maybe that's, like, another thing that it's been very hard for me to overcome.
I was going to ask you, but I just decided I'd let you arrive at your own conclusion. Yes, plug away.
Okay, so Facebook, it's Jody Threat, so JodyThreat. Instagram is Jody.Threat, and Twitter is Jody Threat, all one word. So please find me, add me, hit me up, like my stuff. It's all good.
Yes, and guys, if you didn't hear that, feel free to follow me. I'm following Jody Threat everywhere right now. I think she's off to a great start right now. I'm excited to see what you do, Jody. I'm really excited to see your upcoming matches and
me
all
too.
The best to you. Good luck to you. And keep, going after it.
Thank you so much. This was a lot of fun.
No problem.
I'll talk to you later.
I'll see you back on. You have a good time.
Bye now.
Bye now. Guys, that was Jody Threat telling us what it takes to be a threat in the wrestling world. She's pursuing her dream right now, setting goals for herself, and really trying to redefine women's wrestling, trying to chase down some of these other women's wrestlers, women wrestlers out there. And it's exciting. It's an exciting time to be a part of this industry. Guys, that's all I've got for you today. Follow Jody Threat on Facebook, at her Facebook, just at jody.threat on Facebook. Follow her on Instagram. If you didn't hear her, just go to Instagram and follow Jody Threat. And don't forget to check her out. Appreciate her taking the time out of her extremely busy schedule to come on the show. Absolutely awesome interview. You guys take it easy. Enjoy the rest of your holiday. I'll be back this week on Wednesday, 4 p.m. Eastern time, with an exclusive interview with Morgan Elise, who is working on her in-ring debut. She's, you know, as I mentioned before, she has overcome so many obstacles, so many people telling her that she wouldn't be able to chase her dream after the surgeries that she's endured, after all the things that she's endured, and now she's finally about to make her dream a reality. So I hope she got a chance to listen to Jody and talk about an awesome, awesome interview, talk about an awesome personality. Jody has the right idea when it comes to the business. Everybody's got to start somewhere, and I have got to admire her hustle and her grind to really get after it in an industry that is really tough to get into. So, guys, I hope you enjoyed the interview. Again, follow her on social media, and I'll see you all Wednesday when I interview Morgan Elise. Enjoy your holiday, guys.